Dr. George Pratt, a very, very talented and well-respected clinical psychologist. He is also the author of a very important book, in my opinion, Code to Joy. It shows you how to deal with reprogramming yourself and understanding happiness after going through trauma. And another thing you touched on at the beginning of the show before we get to Chris's call, I think a lot of times, Dr. Pratt, you know, we take so many calls here on Loveline from people who have experienced severe trauma, and my heart goes out to them. But I don't think that that necessarily means people should overlook the cumulative effect of minor trauma, and that a lot of us who see ourselves as normal people have been exposed to some severe trauma.
The majority of us have, and it limits our ability to be as joyful as we can or as successful. One of our mutual friends, I know Rob Dyrdek, has been on the show several times.
Yes, you may. If you're watching the video stream, you may recognize Dr. Pratt from Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
I was doing a lot of skateboard tricks for him.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was doing something else. But as an example, Rob has talked about the work that we did together in the past. And he, on the episode, he brought in drama. And I was just working with drama and Rob to help drama achieve more of his potential,
right,
on the episode. And at the and it was, let's see, I think they called it, the episode was Banging on Fools on Fantasy Factory, because whoever beat the other in a contest was going to be firing tennis balls at the other at 90
right.
miles an hour.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yes.
Yeah. And so at the end of the treatment, He turned around and said, he became totally present. He was kind of a little lost before that. And he said, I feel like I just had a life shower, because he was letting go of lots of these low-grade things that all of us have. And he was trying to be more successful. So after a year, Rob got back, and he had wanted to, I was helping him unblock for the future, and he actually pursued some things, including record producing, and then starting a business, a clothing business.
Young and reckless, that's right.
And Rob said last year he made $12 million.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I will take a shower at Auschwitz for $12 million. That it sounds unbelievable. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, people often...
We have so much potential, but those little... you were talking earlier about the elephant and the flea. We call the flea the conscious mind, which is, you know, kind of along for the ride. The subconscious is 1 million times faster and 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind. So the subconscious, you want to use tools that affect that.
We got to clean it up.
Absolutely, but it's got stuff in there. And so that's what these tools do, is they kind of, you know, filter out the bad and install good.
Fantastic.
But it's a fun episode.
Yes, it certainly was.
Yes.
That's Dr. George Pratt. He is filling in for Dr. Drew Pinsky this evening.